The following is a guided body scan meditation. For the next 30 minutes or so, please find a comfortable and quiet place where you can be relatively still and uninterrupted. Typically, the body scan is done in the supine position, with arms straight at your sides, palms up, similar to the dead man's pose in yoga. Feel free to use pillows or blankets under your knees or your head, or adjust the position in any way you need to so that you can be comfortable and relatively still throughout the duration of the tape. The position is not so important as the quality of attention that you bring. For the body scan meditation and all the meditations we'll be doing together, it doesn't matter what's happening in your mind or body. Your job is simply to pay attention to it as best you can. Understanding that it's the nature of mind to wander again and again, simply bring it back as soon as you've noticed that it's wandered to wherever we are in the body. You might think of the body scan as a vacation from all the complexity and demands and striving of normal everyday life. This is a period of non-doing, of coming back to the present moment again and again, and allowing it to unfold, however it might be. Meditation is a vacation from self-improvement, a time of simply being with things just as they are, just in this moment. Let us begin. First, see if you can get a sense of yourself, your whole body and mind, a general global feeling of you right in this moment, lying or sitting, whatever position you've chosen. Getting a general sense of the quality of your mind. It might be agitated, it might be calm. Not trying to change it, just checking in. Checking in with your body. Scanning for the more gross and obvious sensations of touch, pressure, perhaps contraction or stiffness. Checking in with your chest and your belly, noticing if there are any strong emotions. Again, without trying to change anything. But rather to bring the mind in closer to your actual experience in this moment. And when you're ready, bringing your attention down to the abdomen and feeling the rising and falling of the belly as you breathe. allowing your attention to float kind of like a boat on the waves of the sea as you feel your belly rising and falling with each breath. And when you're ready, bringing your attention now down to your toes. See if you can feel them without moving them. How is it that you become aware of your body? What allows you to feel what's happening in your own body? Feeling the toes as best you can. And now directing the breath to the toes. Imagine the breath moving down the length of the body and out through the toes. You might imagine it physically or visually, just intuitively, in whatever style makes sense to you. Imagine moving the breath down the body and out the toes. And then on an exhalation, allowing the toes to dissolve in your mind's eye and letting your attention move up the feet, both of your feet, scanning with your awareness, feeling them, perhaps even imagining them in your mind's eye, discovering your own way of connecting with and feeling your body. Feeling the feet, all parts of the feet. Allowing them to be just as they are. And when you're ready, directing the breath down to the feet the same way you did to the toes. And on an exhalation, allowing the feet now to dissolve in the mind's eye and moving your attention up through the ankle joint and into the lower legs. Often it's helpful to feel the most obvious sensations first in the outer envelope of the skin. The pressure or contact that your calves make, for example, with the bed or chair. And then to see if you can refine your awareness to explore the body for more subtle sensations. If a part of the body feels blank, simply notice that. You don't need to fill it in. And now directing the breath to the lower legs. And again on an exhalation, just letting this part of the body go. And moving your attention now up through the knee joints into the upper legs. And seeing if you can experience each part of the body as you go. Allowing this to be just as simple as it is. Feeling for sensation. gently and patiently, escorting the mind back to wherever we are in the body, each time that you become aware that your mind has wandered. Directing the breath now to the upper legs. And again on an exhalation, allowing this part of the body to dissolve. And moving your attention now up into the groin area, feeling the contact that the buttocks make. And then exploring this part of the body for any other more subtle sensations in the hips and genitals. Allowing it to be just as you find it in this moment. No need to make it relax, to try to relax. Trying to relax simply creates more tension. Directing the breath now to the pelvic region. You might even imagine the bowl of the pelvis filling with the breath. And again on an exhalation, letting this part of the body go. Moving your attention now to the lower torso, the abdomen and the lower back. Feeling, of course, the movement of the breath, not only in the belly, but in the lower back. Not looking for anything special. Just feeling things as they are in this moment. The movement of the breath in the body. The pressure of your clothing, perhaps. And maybe even some subtle sensations in the digestive organs and the abdomen. And now consciously directing the breath to the lower torso. As if you're filling the bottom of a vessel, paying attention to the expansion and contraction, and the cylindrical nature of the torso. And again, on an exhalation, just letting this part of the body go and moving your attention now up to the mid and upper torso. Again, allowing yourself to feel the obvious places of contact, perhaps the shoulder blades on the bed or mat, the movement of the rib cage as you breathe. Perhaps the touch of your clothing on your chest. Exploring as best you can this very simple level of sensation, physical sensation in the body. bringing your awareness systematically to each part of the body as we go. Perhaps feeling inside the rib cage, see if there's any awareness of the vital organs housed in this part of the body. And then directing the breath to the mid and upper torso. Again, as if you're filling up a vessel to the top now, all the way up to the collarbones and the top of the spine. Filling the torso with the breath. And again, on an exhalation, just letting this part of the body dissolve in your mind's eye. And moving your attention now down to your hands. Once again, see if you can feel your hands without moving them, but instead moving your mind, your awareness, to your hands. Feeling, of course, the touch, the sense of touch, but also checking in inside the hands, get a sense of any tightness, contraction, or stiffness. The hands play so many complex roles in our interaction with daily life. Just feeling them without needing or expecting them to be any different. And then directing the breath now down to the hands. Perhaps imagining yourself breathing in and out of the hands. And on an exhalation, just letting the hands go and moving your attention now up through the wrists, feeling the wrist joint into the forearms. Again, feeling the obvious places of touch, contact. And then scanning this part of the body as if your awareness were a kind of 3D radar and you could scan the body and see what sensations are there to be felt and known. And if there's no sensation, just notice that. Again, directing the breath to this part of the body. Perhaps imagining yourself breathing in and out of the forearms. And again, on an exhalation, letting go of the forearms. and moving your attention up through the elbows into the upper arms. Bringing awareness to all these parts of the body that we typically take for granted and yet have extraordinary functions. All these joints, each constructed a little differently to allow for particular kinds of movement. And yet, how often do we pay attention to them unless they're hurting? Feeling the upper arms, both the outer envelope of the skin, and feeling deep into the muscle and bone. And then directing the breath to the upper arms. And again, on an exhalation, just letting this go. And moving your attention now up into the neck and shoulders. For many people, this is a part of the body that holds a great deal of tension. Because of this, sometimes we experience this body as quite devoid of sensation. See how your body feels in this moment, feeling into the neck and shoulders. Even if there's tension there or discomfort, see if you can simply allow it to be just as it is, not trying to fix it, improve it, relieve it, or relax it. Allowing the body to rest and be just as it is, and instead bringing the mind back again and again. And now directing the breath to the neck and shoulders. Breathing in and out of this part of the body. And on an exhalation, letting this too dissolve in your mind's eye, and moving your attention now up into the face, beginning at the forehead, the top of the face. And if you can, feeling behind the mask of the face, feeling deeply into the face, moving down the face, the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes resting in their sockets, cheeks, jaw, nose, mouth, lips. Feeling inside your mouth, your teeth. Relaxing behind, again, the incredible complexity of the facial muscles and all the sense doors. Just feeling your own body. And then directing the breath to the face. You might even imagine the face kind of floating up and down on the breath, if you find this a helpful image. Again, on an exhalation, just letting this go. Moving your attention now to the back of the head, feeling the weight of the head on the pillow if you're lying down. And whatever position you're in, see if you can actually feel the skull and the scalp, your hair. Refining your attention as best you can. Directing the breath now to the back of the head. Breathing in and out of this part of the body. On an exhalation, letting this dissolve too. And now imagine, if you like, a blowhole on the top of your head, like that of a whale. Inhaling through this hole on the top of your head and moving the breath throughout the length and breadth of your body, all the way out to the ends of the fingertips, down to the toes, sending the breath to every single cell in the body, and then exhaling out again through that same blowhole in the top of your head. Sweeping the body with each in-breath. Cleansing the body. Bringing awareness to the vitalizing force of the breath as it moves through the body. Congratulations, you have just completed a 30-minute body scan. The intention of the body scan is to stay awake and become more aware of the body. If you have trouble falling asleep during the body scan, you might try to do it earlier in the day. It can also be used, however, as a tool for insomnia. However you choose to use it, may the benefits of relaxation and awareness extend to your work life and home life.